Hey, what's up? This is Breakman X, and it is May 16th, 2005, and we just got back from a rockin' party at Microsoft. Richie, I know you didn't have the best day. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going better now, now that I'm a little drugged up on some narcotics.
You're looking at me scarily.
You're looking at me scarily.
That's because I came from the Microsoft party, and they had me alcohol.
Bloogity-bloogity.
Weezer, what's up?
I'm getting fat because I like ate all this food and I stole all this stuff from my old Microsoft. Oops.
Yeah, it was all...
Stole what stuff?
By stole, he means like all the free food they had. He piled it on. anyway, as to regard the actual Microsoft press conference, I don't know, in terms of presentation, and sound system, visuals, all that stuff, they definitely one-upped like a million times from last year.
Turn the TV up.
And, I don't know, in that aspect, I was really impressed.
Turn the TV up.
And it was amazing in that regard. And then the bass rattled my soul. And actually, it hurt almost.
It shook your insides out.
Turn the TV off. Yeah. It was really good. But almost too loud. In terms of presentation, wonderful. Moving on to actual content, coming with the launch of a brand new console, you expect a lot. You expect the world, you know. And they started out well, you know, talking about this and that. We're going to release it, you know, before Christmas 2005 and... yay and good and all that's wonderful. And then they started getting into how everything's going to be focused towards the mainstream gamer and all sorts of stuff like that. And I did think Hironobu Sakaguchi's project looked really good. That trailer was the only thing, I think, in the whole entire presentation that was really interesting to me. Weezer, I know you're fairly biased, and everyone knows that against Microsoft. But what did you think about the actual content of the presentation?
Let's see. I guess it started out with their aim, and I guess from how it was portrayed, their aim seemed to be true, but as the presentation progressed, I got more and more disappointed. Well, I mean, that's not a big whoopee, but anyways, like, they just kept mentioning, like, the casual, the mainstream. What was it that they mentioned? They mentioned three different stereotypical gamers.
Striker. Your typical hardcore gamer that will want you to play while you're watching football. And then there was Velocity Girl, who is your casual gamer who picks up a controller every once in a while and would like to play you in backgammon, I believe. And then there's what was Beat Maker. Who was occasional
progressive
gamer. Progressive.
Like into technology.
He was into all the technology and everything, kind of a technological hipster. And then the thing that I thought was odd with Velocity Gamer was
they had for her was solitaire
and the Xbox Arcade, but it was like an MMORPG in the fact that she would actually make products for other gamers. Like, she could make t-shirts and actually sell them and make money off of them. I'm assuming she'd get the profit, not Microsoft. It'd probably be shared, but she makes t-shirts and skins for cars and music, soundtracks, all sorts of stuff like that she can sell to people on the internet. Or on Xbox Live, which was interesting to say the least.
So this is basically all the people we hate, right?
Well, yeah. There's...
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, if you look at the mass concentration of people, I mean, most people are dumb. I think people, you know, anyone would realize that. And by tapping into the mainstream as they are, their goal is 1 billion people to buy Xbox 360. And they're trying to... Their goal, as they stated, was to bring video gaming into the mainstream as the mainstream form of entertainment.
I think they said 1 billion, and they said they wanted half of that to be online, on the Xbox Live.
Well, every single console comes with Xbox Live Silver. which lets you do everything but actually play games online, which is what I'd like
really?
To do. Yeah. So, in regards to Xbox 360, the positive elements for me was I thought the Xbox Live stuff was a nice progression. The gamer information, you can do your own tags, you can put your own motto, kind of your own little space, and I imagine it with like Shadow and stuff being a good way to keep up with him since he's so far away and shit like that, and you know, knowing what people are up to, what games they're playing and stuff like that. And then the video aspects of it, you can, the TiVo, basically, that is built in. You could watch TiVo games, or shows, and then as you watch them, you can still get invites. Invites can come through anything, you can watch movies.
No, I mean,
there's radio.
Video chat.
There's video chat, video messages. There's all sorts of, Xbox Live is really a good progression, and really I think the most positive aspect of the system. By far, everything about it there wasn't really anything bad about it. I mean, I think Xbox Live in the next generation is going to be really good. I just, Reggie?
Stupid people are going to ruin it.
Yeah, which is, I don't really know how this is going to work because, I mean, it's going to be like a constant argument, like, on Xbox Live. I mean, I can't imagine the people who just make shirts getting along with like the people who would actually need to buy the shirts or whatever. I see this conflict. But Microsoft has the business model down. They're going to be really good. I mean, they know what they're doing, they're gonna make a lot of money and they're gonna sell a lot of Xboxes and it's gonna be very successful. What it's got for gamers, which is our audience, is it's got the Xbox Live, and as long as it gets the good hardware or software support. Which, the Hironobu Sakaguchi game looked good. What was there was a few other games. I don't know, I didn't see, I mean, none of them were like god-awful, terrible puke on the floor over the balcony, but none of them were like, oh my god, that looks really cool. You know, like, awesome game. So I didn't really have any of those moments. I think Xbox 360 with me is a wait and see. It's got a lot of really great media functionality and entertainment. It's got really great Xbox Live. But in terms of software, it just really doesn't have me yet. And that could change. I mean, obviously, this whole focus for Xbox, I mean, has gone towards the MTV audience. I mean, moving on from actual content, the party, I don't know, for me, it was probably one of the coolest parties I've ever been to. I mean, free drinks, everything, celebrities everywhere. When Weezer and I first walked in, we were standing by Morgan Webb, who he's been talking about all night. And
I got a boner.
Adam Sessler, and
he sucks.
And Kevin Pereira.
He sucks harder.
And yeah, we saw all those guys. And besides that, there were other celebrities, just random TV stars and stuff like that. I saw basically every host from G4 there tonight. That I know of, so they were all there. I mean, then there was a lot of people like that. My brother and I saw an NBA player. We couldn't remember what his name was. But we did. We recognized him. The party was fucking like badass, though. I mean, they had the drinks, they had the food, they had the atmosphere. Last year was all inside. This they had like all these things outside with like bands and shit playing, and the atmosphere, which is really good. We got pictures that we're gonna be putting up if we can ever find a cable. Which we will, because we rock. But the party was just absolutely rocking. Weezer ate a lot of food, so we obviously enjoyed that a lot. I drank some alcohol, and it was good. And then after that part, they had The Killers, who you might expect, play quite a few songs. They played for, what do you think, 45 minutes, an hour? Something like that. Play about 45 minutes, and we got out some pictures and video from that. We were like right up at the front, like right there. But and they were having Chemical Brothers play for that, but we left before that. But it was, I mean, I can't imagine Nintendo topping them in terms of party and like atmosphere and that sort of stuff. But in terms of actual content, I'm really looking forward to what Nintendo has to say. Weezer?
It's all about the games, man. It's all about the games. Fuck the parties. Fuck the police. Yeah.
You seem to enjoy that party, though. You ate a lot, you drank a lot. But the drink. Pepsi.
I don't drink alcohol.
Pepsi.
But I ate a lot of burrito meat and ice cream.
You'll be killed.
And
that.
What else? And snow cone. And oh, I had this churro, but it didn't have any cinnamon or sugar on it. It was just like the bread part. And it was kind of stale, but it was all free. It was good.
So Bill Gates had a nice meal for Weezer tonight, basically. Really fed him well.
And I took a Mountain Dew Code Red
and a
can of.
But it was a lot of fun. The party aspect was just I don't think it'll be topped. Of course, we do still have the E3 Inside party with the red carpet. That maybe that'll top it. I don't know. But as of right now, I can't imagine anyone topping the Microsoft party. In regards to everything else today, it's been a crazy ass fucking day. We should update him on everything that's happened. As per usual for this time, you know, everyone, we got here early. I got all dressed up in my suit to get look all stupid. And Richie had severe pain. Why don't you explain the excruciating pain that you endured?
Yeah, this has to do with like one of the teeth that I have that like I had so much pain there that I couldn't like see straight or walk straight. So basically I had my flight rescheduled so I could go see a dentist. So then the dentist hooked me up with some antibiotics and some pain pills, aka narcotics. So then
craziness. But yeah, Richie had just continue on with this story, because this was, I felt bad for you. I really did.
Oh, yeah, thank you. But after I got the pills, and then I drugged myself up, and I started feeling a lot better.
He's a happy Richie now. When he was sitting in the airport this morning, he had to actually catch a later flight. He had his head in his hands, and like, he wasn't the Richie that you and I know.
Yeah, it was very, very bad pain. But then
he didn't even flip anyone off.
No, I didn't, and there were some people that deserved flipping off. I mean,
like that NASCAR fuck that was like trying to race you on the way.
Yeah, that Integra driver, man. Like, we should have fucking shot that guy. But, yeah, and then
as Weezer said, "Oh man."
Oh yeah, and then Weezer was also kind enough to point out that not only was I driving home or driving back to the airport on drugs, but I was on drugs with an expired license. And usually doing 15 over.
So, oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't incriminate yourself before, you just did now. So that's good.
I was constipated.
And Weezer actually, yeah, Weezer had a problem today too, Weezer.
I was constipated. I went to go take a shit. But like, all of my shit came out, you know? But then like, and then I wiped my ass. But then my ass is like, "Hey, I want to shit some more." I'm like, "What? I just finished wiping." And then it shit some more. I was like, "Ah, oh, damn, I gotta wipe again." And you know, it sucks like that. And it's not even like big shits. It's like small little shits. And it's shit. Annoying. It's like, shit, 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 wipe, wipe. Shit, 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 wipe, wipe.
So we had some adventures this morning.
In my farts.
I don't even know how you'd explain how bad those were.
Y'all motherfuckers ain't got nothing on my farts.
It honestly smelled as if, like, I don't know. Like poop mixed with like dead people. I don't know. Weezer, what was your impression of that?
A jockstrap full of cottage cheese.
It was some pretty raunchy stuff. But, so that was our day with that. And also in the Microsoft press conference, I think of note was the little skit with Ballmer and Gates, where they were huge Star Wars fans. And they were like, Ballmer was like, kind of like the casual, like, dumb gamer. And he was like, "Oh man, these guys rock, they're so good." And then Bill Gates was like, "There's 50 million teraflops of information being processed through the processor." And then Ballmer would say something, "Oh great, look at all the people, yeah." And then Bill Gates would be like, "Lots of RAM for the processor." And they just kept going back and forth. And then Jay Allard's like, I think we have the market on the billionaires trying to be funny. Ha ha ha. But
they're playing chess.
So yeah, they ended up actually just playing chess. I was surprised at how much of a reaction EA got. Everyone just cheered like crazy.
EA came up on stage.
That was like Microsoft's, like, to me, their main points was, yes,
we got EA.
First they were like, we love the hardcore gamers, you're the backbone of the industry, but we're going to target the mainstream gamer. And then the other points were,
We got Square Enix,
and we got EA. Those to me were the main points. I don't know. I still think that it's going to come down to really the software that comes out by the time it's launched. They've got some good hardware. They've got Xbox Live as a really solid service. And they've got a killer marketing campaign that is really going to get a lot of people into it. I don't know why they've like captured the killers. I think they just kind of go along with Microsoft wherever they go now. They're on the MTV thing. And
they were?
Yeah, they're on the MTV thing.
Oh, man.
And it's just like, wherever they go, it's
I don't really like
it was like...
This was before I knew that they were on the MTV thing.
I'm really fairly indifferent towards them. I don't, like, love them, and I don't, like, not love them.
They don't exist to me.
I like that song.
No.
So.
Oh, yeah, Joe likes that one song, but he doesn't like the band, but... Which one song? The one where it's like, we had a boyfriend with a girlfriend or whatever, I don't know. I don't know the lyrics. That one?
Yeah.
He likes that
song.
It's
catchy.
It's catchy. Yeah. It makes Joe happy. But anyway, Joe's going to be waking up early and going to Nintendo tomorrow, which, you know, he's not excited for at all. He really doesn't even want to go to Nintendo. He doesn't really care about Revolution. Now that he's seen the 360, he's pretty much done, ready to go home. Doesn't even really need to go to E3.
Fuck that!
But, yeah, so Nintendo tomorrow got some meetings going on, and then, you know, the E3 will start. So, that was pretty much our day here. And, you know, a few crazy cab rides later, and here we are. So, anything you'd like to say before we put some pictures and writings up on the website?
No, just keep tuning in, and we'll have some good shit for you.
And we don't really know how reliable this connection is, so we will probably be updating this as like a podcast. I mean, we could do it live, but it makes more sense just to record it and upload it with what we have now, because
milking our bandwidth for all it's worth. Shoutcast streaming audio.
Because we don't really know like when we're gonna be doing this, because E3 and parties and all the stuff we're doing this week really is random and we don't really know. Joe, anything you want to say before you go off?
I need more fiber in my diet.
I'm sure everyone wanted to hear that. But thanks for tuning in, and we will have more for you as it comes in. And right now, Weezer's going to get really hard to work on getting those pictures up, and I'm going to get really hard to work on writing some stuff. And we're going to get much E3 stuff for you to view, because we love you. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on The Kinda Game Show.